I may not have been able to walk yet, but I could, from my rehab bed, organize a cycling tour to raise money for adaptive bikes for disabled athletes. We ended up raising more than $10,000. I then turned inward, concentrating on my own recovery. One day in December, Robin, my physical therapist, stood behind me holding my catheter bag in one pocket and my heart rate monitor in the other, pushing my wheelchair after me as I slowly inched step by step across the floor with my walker. My back wound seeped from underneath my dressings onto the floor, and my head started to tingle with weakness. Down I went, back into my wheelchair. I heard a tender voice saying, "You did it, Colleen, you did it," all the way across the room. I'd finally taken more than a step or two. What I endured was a nightmare. I think of the strangers who literally gave of themselves. In my mind, I see a diverse group of people, black, white, and brown, all of different ages and backgrounds, all conspiring to help a fellow human whom they never knew, for no reason other than to save a stranger's life. My injury also made me realize just how lucky I am to have Sean. In the darkest moments of being locked in the coma, his voice soothed me. It does to this day. With each step, I am gratitude in motion.